have yet to lay on you.
Did you see the video of CNN mocking Trump voters?
Mm-mm.
I heard it on the radio.
Yeah. It'll be a campaign ad.
Say it will be.
Call this January 29, 2020 regular session meeting to order. Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Here.
Here. All rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by a prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for another day to serve you and to serve the people of Preble County. Lord, I just thank you for all the blessings that you've given us. Lord, I just ask that you continue to bless us as a county and as a state and as a country. And I ask that you protect those that are protecting our freedoms around the world and protect our first responders as they protect our lives and property here in the county. And I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
On the agenda today, we have public comments, approval of minutes, financial considerations, correspondence and reports, bid recommendation and award, agreements and contracts, a meeting. We have a meeting with Beth Wright at 9:30, recycling waste assessment error, and then 11 a.m. we have bid openings for the 2020 resurfacing and pavement marking, and the 2020 chip and seal for the engineer. Are there any additional items, Kim?
No, at this time.
All right. Well, at this time, we will open for public comment.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jerry Wick. I live at 227 Vanessa Drive, West LA. I'd like to draw, I don't know if you still got a copy of this, I gave you from the Ohio Licensing Board, the Construction Licensing Board, the complaint.
Yep.
They inspected the trailer park on January 6th. If you, I don't know if you read, but in the fine print at the bottom, it says the above violations must be corrected within 30 days of this receipt. Life safety violations must be corrected immediately. I mean, I consider what's going on out there a life safety issue, but that's it said that. And the community operator, that'd be the trailer park owner, must provide proof of correction violations in the form of photographic evidence or paid invoices. So we know the history that he's not going to fix it. And now, according there's an email, I don't have a copy of it yet, but Eric Bolter said, what's the basic he's saying? That he's in contact with the owner and giving him another 30-day grace period to fix it.
I have not, this is the first, I mean, I saw the email in my inbox, but I have not got a chance
yeah.
to read this
okay,
yet.
Well,
he's giving them, yeah, I read it. It's
them.
Yeah, they're giving him 30 days.
I sent the owner 30 days. It's out of the house department's hands, I believe.
Okay, so we're alluding to this if he's contacted you about email, we're just saying he's got this complaint?
I think he was just keeping us in the loop.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
so yeah, this group has given them 30 days to correct the sewage issues.
Right.
Is what Eric's email
says. Okay, well, we already knew that. But February 6th, I will be out there and take photographs because it's not going to be fixed. So, and I still like to know how he's going to tie in the city sewer like he's telling them. So, you know, and then the pictures I will take this complaint and the pictures back and give it back to the county health department. And I gave to the prosecutor's office too. So after 60 days, according to the standard procedure, they're supposed to get one. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, there's no way they can fix it.
Yeah, there is.
No, I mean, there's no way they can fix it within 30 days.
No.
It's impossible.
There's no way to fix it. Mm-hmm. That's all I have today. I just wanted to let you know that I don't feel like he's going to fix it because he hasn't in 10 years. And I consider it's a severe health hazard out there. And, somebody gets sick, I'm concerned about the liability the commissioners face. If somebody gets sick out there over that, because they're gonna come after somebody's head, and this thing can be easily resolved. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Anyone else want to speak in public comment? At this time, I'll accept approval of the minutes.
Move to note receipt and consider approval, signing the journalization, note receipt of C recordation, both as the official minutes of the January 27, 2020 regular session meeting.
I'll second that.
Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Moving on to financial considerations, I'll accept a motion to approve Resolution 106, reference moral obligations, JFS.
Move to approve Resolution 106.
Second.
From JFS to Butler County ESC, $10,011.20. From JFS to vendor Sprint Nextel, $1,238.42. Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Accept a motion to approve Resolution 107, authorized payment, engineer $6,000, Piermont Road Bridge Rehab Project, $688,034.20. The sheriff, $1,700 and $6,711. REA, $3,750 and $2,800.
Move for Resolution 107.
Second.
Further discussion? Can we call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Yes. I accept a motion to approve Resolution 108, reference authorized expenditure, $9,546, renewal of 96 Microsoft Office 365 license subscriptions, Sheriff.
Move to approve Resolution 108.
Sorry.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to approve Resolution 109, authorize expenditure of $363,750.96 for the purchase of a 2020 VACCON 1500 VAC truck engineer.
Move to approve Resolution 109.
Second.
Any discussion? That is one expensive piece of equipment. Goodness.
With today's liabilities, with utilities and things, about all these companies are going to this type of equipment. I mean, it just, limits their liability, because when they get close to other utilities, they don't dig through them. Unfortunately, that's...
It's cheaper than a compactor.
It is cheaper than a compactor. That is true.
We spent almost $800,000 on a compactor at the landfill, so
that's a bargain, then.
It's cheap compared to that. That's exactly right.
They're doing some work right now on gas lines north.
What's that?
Ritter. Ritter's doing some West Ellicott, and they got a brand new factor there, because they're just a small company.
Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. I'll accept a motion to approve Resolution 110. Reference, authorized expenditure $2,755 to the purchase of a heavy-duty bariatric office chair, wireless 911.
Move to approve Resolution 110.
Second.
Any further discussion?
Don't know anything about it.
That's an expensive chair.
That's a very expensive chair.
What?
He's for a dispatcher.
One of the dispatchers? Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to approve Resolution 111. Reference, supplemental appropriation, FY17, CI New Paris, $1,152.09. FY17, CI, what's CI?
Critical infrastructure.
Critical infrastructure, thank you. College Corner, $2,672.76.
Move to approve Resolution 111.
Second.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Correspondence and reports. Accept a motion to note receipt of a letter from the sheriff. Reference, contracted wage adjustment for Colton Streck, sheriff.
Move to note receipt of a letter from the sheriff.
Second.
On January 19, 2020, corrections officer Colton Streck met his terms of his probation with the Preble County Sheriff's Office as stated in the agreement between the Preble County Sheriff's Office and the Fraternal Order of Police of Ohio, Ohio Labor Council, Inc. Corrections Officer Colton Streck will go from making $16.22 per hour to $16.85 on January 19, 2020. On January 19, 2020, Mr. Streck will also receive 80 hours of vacation time. Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing a letter to the payroll clerk. Reference 2020 wage rate sanitary engineer.
Move to note receipt approved by signing the letter.
Second.
It has come to our attention that our office did not supply your office with 2020 pay rate for the sanitary engineer. Please note the compensation for the sanitary engineer for 2020, effective January 1st, 2020, is as follows. It'll be $36,312.15 per year for Kyle to serve as our sanitary engineer. Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve a legal ad. Reference, notice of public hearing number 1, Community Development Block Grants Funds.
Move to note receipt and approve a legal ad.
Second.
The hearing will be here February 10th at 9:30. further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing a letter to all mayors, township trustees, social service agencies in Preble County, reference FY20 CDBG program year.
Move to note receipt of the letter approved by signing.
Second.
Any further discussion?
Is this?
Go ahead, I was gonna ask, I bet I'm gonna ask the same question. Is this is our year that we can actually get funding?
This is the allocation.
Because this is, it's every other year now.
Yes, every other year, so we are eligible for the allocation program, which the last time we got, we were allocated $170,000. I would assume that we'll get similar to that. We can also apply for two neighborhood revitalization grants with the allocation. Of course, critical infrastructure is still out there as a standalone, so it's available. The targeted opportunity grants are also an option. That would be the downtown program one that Lewisburg has already submitted, but has to come through the county.
Are there any of those projects still open?
None that I have. A critical infrastructure, the one that we were awarded in 19 for El Dorado, is open. It does not count against the competitive ones that the neighborhood revitalization that we can get in conjunction with the allocation. It's a standalone pitch.
So we shouldn't have anything to...
Nothing else. The only other ones we had that were still open, and they will be closed in February. We have to have all the reports in for the previous two critical infrastructure for New Paris and College Corner.
So actually, going by a year, and it works out? Yeah.
It works okay for this.
Yeah.
Because this way, you should have all your competitive ones done, but yeah. Time it rolls around the next time.
Kim, would you call a roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Accept a motion to approve Resolution 112, reference proclaiming Preble County as a Second Amendment Sanctuary County.
Move to approve Resolution 112.
Second.
Do we have any discussion on this? Kind of a non-event.
I'm glad that we're taking a stance, and I'm glad that our county is saying that it's going to support the Constitution and the Second Amendment.
Right. Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve a legal ad, bid specs, and bid form concerning the FY20 small paving bid engineer.
Move to where am I at here?
F.
I got it. Move to note receipt and approve the legal ad, bid specs, and bid form.
Second.
That's why I checked things off. Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Bid recommendation and award. I'll accept a motion to note receipt of the bid recommendation and further consider awarding the bids recommended by Moat and Associates, reference gratis wastewater treatment generator replacement FY18 CDBG.
Move to note receipt of the bid recommendation and further consider awarding the bid as recommended.
Sorry.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Agreements and contracts. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement, reference trash pickup service agreement with Rumpke, $4,000 engineer.
Move to note receipt and approve by signing.
Second.
Does it need a signature somewhere? There's no...
Down at the very bottom, it should be on the first page.
It's right here on the first page. I'd like to stick in it.
I don't know why that would be.
That's all right. I got it. I signed on the wrong line. I'll get it. We call the roll.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement, reference 2020 aggregate agreement with Barrett Paving Materials, Inc., $2,000 engineer.
Move to note receipt of and consider approval by signing the agreement.
There, any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an amendment, reference amendment to the PRC transportation agreement with MVTAP, extend an additional year, $20,000 JFS.
Move to note receipt, approve by signing.
Second.
Any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement, reference record storage agreement with Montgomery County Microfilming Board, $4,500 microfilm.
Move to note receipt and consider approval by signing the agreement.
Second. This is just for storage, right?
It's on me.
Do they do other people's work for them now?
I think they do, but it's been a while since I checked in that.
Is this storage or backup?
Storage.
I was thinking.
It's storage of the ones that we film and stuff, and we also send them copies of the stuff that we scan here, so they just.
For duplicate purposes?
Yeah.
It has to be maintained at a certain type of facility. It's climate control, fireproof, and.
Okay.
Waterproof.
Yeah, I mean, all that stuff, and they've got a facility that. That's.
Yeah, and to that vein of thought, have we heard from other people of how they do their microfilm?
I have some information.
Okay, we need to just don't want to drop that off our things to discuss. Kim, is there any further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an amendment, reference amendment to the janitorial services agreement with Carter Cleaning Enterprises, LLC, extend an additional year, $2,000 JFS.
Second.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an amendment, reference amendment to the child placement agreement with Adolescent Oasis, extend an additional year, $150,000 Children's Services.
Move to note receipt and consider approval by signing the amendment.
Second.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement, reference tech support agreement with Total ID Solutions, $690 concealed handgun.
Move to note receipt and consider approval by signing the agreement.
Second.
Any further discussion? Can we call the roll?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement, reference pest control service agreement with All Pests Exterminating, $840, Sheriff.
Move to note receipt and approve by signing the agreement.
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Dennehy?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes, it's just me. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement, reference annual fire extinguisher sprinkler system hood and backflow inspection agreement with Corson Fire and Security, $1,256.71 sheriff.
Move to note receipt and serve approval by signing the agreement.
Sorry.
Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Accept an amendment or a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement, reference planned maintenance agreement with Buckeye Power Sales, $1,260 sheriff.
Move to note receipt and sign the agreement.
Second.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Accept a motion to note receipt and approve by signing an agreement, reference child placement agreement with the Bayer Foundation, $21,750 Children's Services.
Move to note receipt and approve by signing the agreement.
Second.
Further discussion? Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Are there any additional items?
Yes. I have the letter for the auditor regarding the scrutiny errors that was passed last week, the ones with the parcels down in Camden. And I would like to note receipt and approve by signing this letter. And we'll get it up to the auditor's office so they can make the changes.
Move to note receipt and approve by signing the letter to the auditor.
Second.
Any further discussion? Until she gets back there. Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Anything else, Kim?
Most of the stuff I have is just information. You want to start on that? You're pretty close.
Yeah, we are pretty close. Yeah, if it's going to take an extended period of time, we don't want to extend. We want to be late for 9:30.
This one should be fairly quick.
If you have something quick, yeah.
Julie said she hasn't ever gotten an actual answer on whether you want to do quarterly jail.
I thought we were supposed to be doing them all along.
Yep.
I thought we was going to do landfill with it.
Yeah.
We talked about that a long, long, long time ago.
Yeah. We need to do landfill and that.
All right. Yeah.
That was quick. Anything else?
An economic development incentives webinar on February the 12th. So if you wanted to set in the webinar or even watch the webinar, you need to register. However, February 12th is a Wednesday. The webinar is from 9 in the morning until 11 o'clock. So.
Okay. Well, maybe we can have somebody from our staff sit in.
We got
some more back in there.
What time is it?
It's like from 9 in the morning.
9 to 11 during our meeting?
Yeah, right in the middle of the meeting.
Maybe Julie can have that fun.
Okay, we'll see.
Well, it's a webinar. We should be able to watch it later. Usually they tape them.
Usually
oh, that's true.
Huh?
I don't, most
well, find out.
Webinars that I sit in with CCAO are live.
Right, but you should be able to go back and watch them.
Yeah, find out if it'll be recorded.
I'm sure they're not taping, and I'm sure it's not. But yeah, we should be able to watch it.
Yeah, we should be able to.
They'll send us a link or something. That way we can knock out two birds.
All right. I guess we could get started. Anything else, Kim? Okay. Go ahead and get started with our 9:30.
Good morning. But you're still hoping that she, because she's kind of, and so there's really hoping that somewhere around the house. But no, two people, one surviving all that stuff is right. Which I thought was really, really nice to get it.
Yeah.
Oh, you got one of these already?
Yeah.
Did you need one?
Nope, I have one else.
Yeah.
This would be fairly straightforward.
Okay.
Okay, we had gotten an updated list from Village of Lewisburg, and apparently, I think it's one of their new renovation projects and different things going on there, new businesses. A lot of people may have had a residence that turned into a business. Probably two dozen showed up on our list that used to be residential that became commercial. And one of those was the one owned by Carol Ann Schiverdecker. It is, I think, a craft shop in Lewisburg, but she runs it out of her house. And so in attempting to change from the residential charge to the commercial charge, a data error occurred. A residential small waste wheeler is 0.5 cubic yards. And since you have to manually enter each one of those waste wheelers, I accidentally typed 5 instead of 0.5. And a lot of the calculation, the Excel spreadsheet does the calculations, and you can see what happens. I have not had one of these errors, but apparently it does happen. Usually it's a partial error with those 16 numbers is usually the problem, but first time I've encountered this. So what happened was, instead of her $99.14, it calculated to $833.94. Basically, she has not paid her bill. We spoke about the problem. I said it was a data error and that we were having a meeting today, and that she could hold off and we could adjust her bill at the treasurer's once we had our meeting. Pretty straightforward. We're not contesting anything. I actually walked the property, and it is a craft store with one waste wheeler, so I think we're pretty good there.
Okay.
Makes sense.
All right, so.
So if they just take care of everything?
It should. This was the first year that the error occurred. It's the first year that I've seen that it's gone through residential.
Well, I'm just so glad that someone was paying attention to their bill not $800.
Yeah.
Instead of waiting 5 years.
Yeah, she goes, I kind of thought that was a little suspicious, so we figured out that's what it was with the typo. But going forward, it should be fixed.
All right. Very good. Anything else?
I will have to prepare another letter, depending on what we do here the rest of the morning. Maybe I can get it done yet this morning.
A lot of the hundreds or thousands or whatever.
900.
That's pretty acceptable. I'm not getting one error.
All right, well, thank you. Anything else?
No.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
According to my phone, that took 1 minute. It's 9:31 now.
This is the second one we've had, I think, and maybe even with Beth. Do they need to come down here? I could have read that, and I hate wasting Kyle and Beth's time.
I thought the same thing.
Is there any way that we can just say, hey, we made a mistake, we're fixing it, and we're moving on instead of having a meeting? I was asking if, rather than waste your time and best time, could we just have a letter, and if we have questions, have you come down rather than waste your time?
I think that would be the better way to go, honestly. Well, we'll read it, and if it's not straight, this one's pretty straightforward. If it's confusing, if we have any questions, if it's,
Yeah, this one was pretty simple. The one that we were here last week was a little bit more hard to follow in writing.
Right.
Well, maybe we'll just make a judgment call because, by the time you figure travel time and you not being productive, and I just wonder about,
What if we just send a letter and if you guys are okay with it, you move on. If there's questions, then we come up.
Right. I think that would be the better way.
It's not that we don't want to see you. Time.
Because we do love seeing you.
Time is money,
Right.
Okay. What's that?
Okay, thank you.
She said, hopefully we won't have any more. And I said, we will.
Well, I think we
definitely. As long as Beth is human.
We're definitely, it's just value, time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree.
Appreciate you coming, though.
Thank you. It was good to see you guys.
Anytime you can cut a meeting out, it's not needed. That'd be nice.
Okay. Kim, do you have additional items?
Yes, but before we get into that, Monday, I have given you a packet of information from attorneys with Isaac Wilde. Unless you guys are going to discuss it or, review the materials and then possibly we would be calling them today so we can discuss it. I had talked with them, Mr. Landis, that he could do any time today but 10:30. So that's why I'm bringing it up now. If you wanted to do that, we could try calling you, get a hold of you now.
No, I think now is probably a good time to, if they're available.
I've gone through it all. I just had a couple questions.
Enter executive session.
Move to enter into executive session and discuss pending litigation, or we will be in contact with legal counsel for advice.
Second.
Can you call roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes.
Second.
Can we call roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. All right. So you will work with the attorney on the plan. So do that. Let us know what's going on. Okay. Do you have anything else?
Yes. I think you had a copy of it up there. I got an email like yesterday from lady with Amish Jobs Company. They're trying to find jobs for formerly incarcerated individuals, and they're trying to spread out to other counties. And wanted to know, if they could speak with the commissioners or someone in the administration to explain their business and explore how they could work together. I'm not sure that we're the people that they need to talk to. I'm thinking maybe
Brenda Latanza.
They want to be able to help our people who are on adult probation and things like that and have been through the system and been released find jobs. So usually doesn't that be common police court?
Well, the only reason I say Brenda Latanza is she has working relationships with the employers. So the courts, it doesn't matter what the courts think. If the employers aren't going to hire them, then there's no reason to even get the courts involved. The employers have to be on the front end of this.
Well, and these people might have other avenues because I'm sure they're working in Franklin County right now.
I think we should listen to what they have to say, but if you sit there all day and say, we can get jobs, and then you come to me and I say, I'm not going to hire them, we just waste everybody's time.
Well, I think they have people that have already committed to it. I think that's part of what they do.
From reading the email, I think they do the outreach to employers.
Okay.
they need, I think where we need to start is, if the court's willing to work with us, work with them, and then we can reach out to the businesses, Brenda, whoever, and say, you know, what businesses are...
We've only got one employer right now that hires felons.
Well, but what about the Workforce Development Committee as part of...
That's why I was saying go through Brenda.
Yeah.
Well, that would be part of that, but the biggest thing your challenge is we've got one employer in the county that's currently hiring people like that. Because some of them, depending on what business they can't.
Right.
I can't.
You can't? Because they go to people's houses?
I can't have somebody on $1 million property. I mean, they need to be in a controlled environment where they can be monitored and on a production line, technically.
Tell this person that they probably really need to be discussing it with Common Pleas Court and the probation department.
I would start with them to see if they're interested. If the courts aren't even interested...
That's another point.
I mean, if the courts aren't interested in being receptive to this...
It's dead.
It's dead in the water, too.
Well, I can forward this up to them and say, you know, it appears to us that this would be something that would be handled through, you know, your office. Are you interested? If you are, you know, we'll make them aware so they...
Harold Niehaus is the guy that we may want, I mean...
If not...
Well, eventually the Workforce Development people are going to be...
I would start with the courts, see if they're receptive, and then if we need to be involved, we'll figure that out.
Okay.
If, number one, the courts have to be receptive, then number two, let's hear their spiel. They may have employers already lined up that they've talked to.
Well, with today's workforce, they may be saying, you know what, we need to widen up a little bit.
Some of them are having to hire them because they can't get anybody else.
And they need to get back in the line of working. I mean, I think we need to work with them.
Okay.
So start with the courts and I'll let you know.
There we go.
Okay.
And they probably can explain how they've outreached and how it's worked and what kind of jobs that they're looking at and, you know, better frame what's working instead of what's not working.
Yeah.
Then we can sit down with Brenda or whomever and say, okay, what businesses fit in this category?
Yeah.
We know you only have 4 businesses that fit that mold.
I mean, I'll tell you what, when we take those jail workers out, I mean, with the tree and the fairgrounds and the, I mean, they work hard. If you can just keep them on the straight and narrow, I mean, they're good workers. Oh.
Okay.
What do you want, Kim?
What have we been
about?
Well, we have a postcard here. It was addressed to, I think this is just a mass mailing, addressed to the business manager at 101 East Main Street, basement 2. I just noticed the basement. That's why I was chuckling. Anyway, the Farm Bureau is putting on a winery tour and social to tour the Old School House Winery. And it's January 31st. Oh, we have to RSVP by January 31st. It doesn't really say when the tour is. February 6th at 7 p.m. is when the tour is. So I wanted to make you aware. It's really not addressed to our office, but I'm pretty sure they wouldn't complain if somebody wanted to come. So,
7/2/6, at what time?
February the 6th at 7 p.m.
Okay.
We need RSVP to the Farm Bureau by this Friday, and their number is 456-5400.
Okay. Anything else?
We have a letter that was sent to the commission office from Patricia Brooks as an independent music teacher supporting the solution offered by the Preble County Art Associations for the county to purchase the building.
Who was it?
Patricia Brooks.
What did she want us to do?
She feels that... the solution offered by the Preble County Art Association for the county to purchase the building would be a good investment for all taxpayers. And,
so she's wanting to buy it, or she's just giving
she's
input?
She wants us to buy it.
Oh.
And remember, your first job is to support and encourage growth in Preble County with the arts as well as retail. So. Okay. going to be, their spring dinner is Thursday, April the 16th. They are sending out the formal invitation and the registration in early February.
Okay.
This is just a save the date, so if you want to put on your calendar that the spring dinner is Thursday, April the 16th.
On my calendar.
Cocktail hour begins at 6.
On my calendar already. Anything else?
We heard back again. I know that Julie brought this up previously. There's a gentleman interested in doing a summer internship in the GIS, and we haven't responded back. So, do you want us to send him something and say that we would be, you know, interested in doing this? Do we need to talk to Brad beforehand, or?
Brad's the one that told us about it, right?
No.
I thought this was Brad's friend or something. Oh. Yeah, we probably gotta get Brad's input.
Let's talk to Brad about it, but I think it's a great idea. Hopefully
we can
work something out. So yeah, let's talk to Brad about it. We wanna have Brad come in, we just want Kim to handle it.
I think we probably ought to all be involved.
I think so too.
What's his expectations?
Well,
what's his?
We do need to know what he expects. If he's expecting to be paid, what is he expecting? So I can't imagine he's going to do it unpaid.
And what his skills are.
Good point.
And what his skills are. What classes? What classes have you taken?
If he's looking for us to train him, we don't do a lot of it.
Right.
So.
Right.
Well, we don't really have the staff to do that.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Double majoring in meteorology and climatology and GIS.
Wow. Huh. Should be interesting.
Okay, so we'll get with him and see what his expectations are, and then we'll schedule a meeting with Brad. I know Denise is going, but we got the first multi-county luncheon up at, normally held up in Greenville.
The Bistro.
At the Bistro. Is scheduled for Friday, February the 7th at 1 o'clock. Denise said she's going, or either the other two of you interested in going.
Yeah, I'll go. I'm going to the Energy Summit. I'll go on my way back.
I don't know. I'd say don't respond at all. No, I'm not going.
You're a no.
I'm a no. What time is that?
1:00.
I don't know. I got 11 here. I don't know. I'll see how it goes. 11 to 12. Yeah, I could probably make it.
And we got a letter from the Lyle Company, an authorized partner of American Tower Company, which is a company that has the lease out at the fairgrounds. And they are, once again, they would like to just, you know, get a perpetual easement and quit paying us rent.
Who?
American Tower.
Tower Company. That.
Thank you for your concerns. We're not interested.
Yeah, pretty much. Because their best offer is that they would give us approximately 120 monthly payments, which is about 5 years.
Be 10.
No. 10, okay. $1,972 for a total value of $236,585. If we continue just under the original agreement that we have with them for the next 15 years, we would
we're good with
and
the things as is.
25 years on past that, which would bring the total that we currently have under contract for to $696,814.80. So, you know, this is the way you can get it, or look, we'll give you this immediately. But before we officially call them back, I wanted to make you aware. I know that's been our standard answer, but
I believe it's still the answer.
Okay.
And that money goes directly to the, I mean, it just passed through to the.
It just passes through. We put it right in the
Senior Fair Board.
Agricultural
Society. Ag Society.
They're just using it for operating, aren't they?
I have no idea.
Pretty sure
we just want to make sure that we clear the record because we had somebody in here saying that we do things that don't benefit the fairgrounds, and there are things that do benefit the fairgrounds that people should know about.
You know about Mary's comment the other day?
Yes.
The problem is, she's making statements that she doesn't know anything about.
Well, if she thinks we have 2 years of surplus, then she obviously doesn't know what she's talking about.
I know what she.
When's she coming back with that information? She said she was going to publicly. I'll ask her. She said she'd come back and.
As far as them not getting anything out of it, I was here when they first did this, and when the board first approved this, it was like we're going to give all of the, you know, the rent payments to the Ag Society.
Right.
And they told us they wanted nothing to do with it. It took us, I don't know how many months before they finally relented and accepted the lease payments.
Because they were against it.
Oh, they were
using. Now, if
power.
You tried to pull that money back, you'd it'd be like killing them.
Huh? Were you here when that happened?
No. Right before I got here.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Huh.
They wanted to make a statement because they were mad because they didn't even get invited to the party. It's county ground.
Yeah. Well, and it to bring that up because they're leasing the property and managing it, but we still own the buildings.
We still own the property.
So why would we not take the time? I mean, why would we not spend the money that we get from the state down at the fairgrounds and be in making the decisions? They don't own the buildings.
Well, and the same thing with the Expo expansion. The meaning behind them, the way we were thinking was that they would it would give them something to rent and a way for them to market the fairgrounds and create income. And so,
and
to make it sound like it's a terrible thing that we did.
I mean, they've been renting it and keeping all the
right.
income from
yeah.
it.
Well, by the revised code, if we own the ground and they want to have a fair, we have to grant them, I guess, two weeks. A year.
Yep.
As long as they do that, then they
right.
are supposed to be managing.
And there, they can rent the stuff out and keep the proceeds, this and that, but it's still county property.
Well, and if we put a building out there for personal use, I could see that, but we're putting, like Denise said, we're putting a building out there for their use.
Yeah.
It's not like we put a county building out there and, we're, you know, we put an addition on the fairgrounds for the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
I just didn't understand where she was coming at.
Would have that argument to be the dog pound, but we don't ask for anything. We
yeah.
take care of that. I mean, mm-hmm. it's still public ground.
Okay.
Well, then the other thing I have is I would request that we enter executive session to discuss compensation of employees.
So move.
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes.
Move to exit executive session where we're discussing compensation of county employees.
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes.
Well, we got anything else, Kim? Or I was gonna save a trip.
Unless
I was gonna save a trip if we're done, but I can go open it up. I don't care.
Oh
yeah.
Do we want to discuss the?
Hold on.
Need to.
So.
But I would say we don't have enough time.
We're not gonna have time, it's only about 10 minutes.
Okay, wanna do it afterwards?
Yeah.
Sure.
Take a quick break.
Sure, wanna recess?
I'd need to walk to the end of the building.
Okay.
So we're gonna recess.
Yeah.
Are we back on?
Yep.
Alright, so.
Your radio doesn't have a lot of traffic, yeah.
It is 11:00. Oh, 11:00, and it's time for our bid opening, the 2020 resurfacing and pavement marking, and the 2020 chip seal bid. So the, who said the, which one's on top?
Resurfacing.
Resurfacing's on top, looks like we got one bid. Let's see, from Barrett Paving in Franklin, Ohio. Let's see. Find the magic page, oh good, it's a different color, that's always helpful. Alright. So, the bid from Barrett Paving is for $1,516,955.30. So we only have the one, so I will accept a motion for bids for the resurfacing.
You can wait till you have the other open too.
Oh, can you do them all at the same time?
We go over to the mayor's office.
Well, that's true, okay.
We'll do them separately anyway, but.
Okay, so that was the bid for the resurfacing, one bid from Barrett Paving. Alright, so then next we have. So then next we have the bids for the chip seal. Alright, first bid is from Wagner Paving, Laurel, Ohio. Bid from Wagner for chip seal is $317,603.40. So $317,603.40. Next bid is from Ray Hensley, Inc. Bid from Hensley is $273,647.58. And one more bid. From Henry W. Bergman, Inc. Sealed again. Alright, Henry Bergman, Inc. That bid is $294,056.40. And that is all three bids for chip seal. Now I will accept the motion.
Move the upper seat of the 2020 resurfacing and pavement marking and the 2020 chip and seal. Note receipt and forward those on to the engineer for his recommendations.
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creech?
Yes.
Commissioner Robertson?
Yes. All right, these will be forwarded on to the engineer for his recommendation. I guess we can. Is there anything else? Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Brian's got called from school.
Oh, really?
Send them a fever. There's something that's interesting.
What's going on?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you in a minute here, Tom.
Hey, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, man. Doing good work.
Good to see you. Have a good one.
You probably read it in a little bit, don't you?
Well, not till recently.
So, do we want to go into executive session? Discuss purchase, possible purchase or sale?
Move to enter into executive session, discuss pending or possible purchase or selling of land.
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes.
Move to exit executive session where we're discussing possible purchase and selling of county property with no action taken.
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.
Commissioner Robinson?
Yes. Is there anything else, Kim?
No, I am. I already went through all my fun stuff.
Okay, Chris?
Is Eric coming in next week?
Yes, he is coming in on, I want to say it's the 2nd at 9:10. I'll have to look. He is scheduled in this next week.
And why are we, what about?
About the.
He wanted to talk to you anyway.
Oh, the Glenwood thing, okay.
And so Sewer District 6, and he's aware that at the same time you wish to talk to him about Sewer District 6, the health department.
Right.
Right.
Trailer park.
Right, okay, all right. Is that it? Is that all you had?
Yeah.
Rodney?
Nothing.
Accept a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Kim, would you call the roll?
Commissioner Day?
Yes.
Commissioner Creach?
Yes.